Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we'll bring in some peace energy for everybody. We're just a little bit early today, which is fine. So let's bring in energy of peace for everyone. In fact, if you want to have some water, in case you're back east and want some peaceful, sleeping, resting water, and even if you're on the west coast, get a glass of water anyway, if you like, and we'll do that energy here. So here we go. Hold the water in your hand when you get it. And we'll just do this quickie little activation here to... Oh, I'm already yawning. Must be working. So here we go. Coming to you now are the... these are the golden whales going to be charging your water. So here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Just kind of hold your glass of water here. And you may feel your hands changing. And we'll just see what happens. You should feel things happening to you. Here we go again. One, two, three, four, and five. So if you just came onto the Creation Lightship program, get a glass of water. We're going to put some energy into that for you for peaceful, sleeping, rest water for tonight. And here comes the goldfish again. I mean the golden whales. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll increase it here, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. We'll wait about a minute here, then we'll start our official program here. And, so tonight is Saturday, November 26, 2011, and we'll be going to the Lightship tonight, probably in about 5 minutes here. So that part of the program will not work for people listening on archives, but you will feel the wonderful peace energy. But you have to be live on the program in order to go to the Lightship, which will give you an incentive next week if you're listening to come on board here. So when you go to the Lightship, you'll be seeing light beams. If you're a seer or may feel energies, you're going to be up there, bilocated. You'll be in whichever you're wearing now physically. And you'll be going to different rooms for healing. So you want to specify one specific healing. And that specific healing is related to a physical problem or concern that you're dealing with. So we'll see if Carrie's out there. Maybe you can add a few things, Carrie, before we go to the Lightship here.
Okay, yes, hi, I'm here. Welcome, everybody, Saturday night. If you are listening to this as an archive, I don't think you mentioned this, Ron, I'm not sure, but you won't go unless you're live on the show today. But as Ron said, every Saturday at the beginning of the show for the first 10, 15 minutes or so, we all do get bilocated up to the Lightship. Some of you may see a lot of stuff up there. I personally don't, but I feel things in my body, and, you know, there are various ways to experience what happens. And if you would like more time on the Lightship, Ron has a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday one-hour conference call at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, which is also dedicated to healing on the Lightship. And of late, Mondays have been for decloning. And Ron, do we go to the Lightship when you're doing the decloning? I'm actually not clear about that. If you're taking us up to do that, or we're just here doing that?
Yes, you're on the Lightship for the decloning process. Yes,
Okay, great. So it's just after the top of the hour, so I'm assuming everybody that's going to be on is probably on. Ron, if you want to start that portion of the show.
Okay, so our water is completed now, everybody. And let's now start the BBS program. So here we go. We're going to be going to the lightship shortly and request one physical healing. You can bring up your animals and pets and maybe garden and flowers if you wish. So here we go, everybody. Just sit back and relax. And here we go. And you have to be live listening to the program to go up. So here we go. One, I'll count to five. You're going to feel things around you change. Two, three, four, and five. Okay. We're on the light ship, and our pets and animals are now going to a different location on the light ship for the different doctors to work with them for healing. And we're going into the first room, and this is the pink room. So you may feel pink energy, may even see it. And it's very intense pink light. Here comes this energy down here, so you can actually kind of respond to it slightly if you wish. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Going into another room. Maybe we want to request healing. And go to the room where they work with our heart and lungs right now. So if you do have a concern or would like to have them worked with, you can. There's also other rooms that we're going into at the same time, but I'm only telling you what I see for each individual room that we're in. So here we go. Going into this room or these rooms. One, two, three, four, and five. Next, we're going into the volcano room. A lot of people like to go into there on the conference calls. So here we go. Going into the volcano room. Here comes this energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll give us some nice oxygen right now. So we're going to be having number 47 oxygen coming our way. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And another oxygen, number 15 is coming. One, two, three, four, and five. And number 24 oxygen. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to go into the room where they help to release physical pain from us here. So if you do have some pain, request a healing. And here we go. Pain release room. One, two, three, four, and five. We're going to the room that has frogs, and this is a very gentle room. I see some frogs coming up around you to do some healing. Here comes the frog energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into the room that also has the golden whale energy. And again, here it comes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That feels very nice. And we'll go into another room in the light ship, and this is where they have the polar bears. So again, you want to request healing. Polar bears are coming. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the white light room. Here comes the white light energy. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. feels very nice to me. Boy. And let's go into a room that has the plant energies. Here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, we'll go into one other room. We'll go into the room that has the seals. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. It feels great. So, let's see what we have on the fast chat here. If I can go into a room that maybe somebody's requested. Mud room. Okay, that's great for detoxing. Okay, we'll go into that room. That'll be the final room. Here we go. And here comes the mud. It's a special mud for healing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll kind of enjoy that here. And we'll be coming back from the light ships. Remember, the light ship doctors, the light beings, are doing the healing on you. Your healings are between you and them. And your requests that you made. So we're giving thanks to them right now in the orientation room. And we're coming back. And coming back down with our animals, pets, flower, tree, plants, whatever we brought up here. Coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Carrie, I'll turn it over to you.
All right, so we have a lot of nice comments, people enjoying the different colors, and Keith is saying, Keith is saying his hands felt like buzzing when you were charging the water right before we went up there, and Marsha's taking her cats up. excuse me. Enjoying the oxygen, different oxygens. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about why there are different oxygens, Ron, because that isn't something that we normally think of here on Earth as different types of oxygen, but you often bring forward the different numbered oxygen. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what that's about.
Yeah, there's different types of healing oxygen, and each one was designed to help you out a certain way. And normally it'll change maybe the way you can actually breathe and or the taste inside of your mouth. So everything's a little different here. So I'll do a sample here for everybody. We'll bring in one that will help you with an oxygen, maybe for digestion. So here we go. This is one of the oxygens here. This one happens to be number 88 right now. So take in a deep breath to kind of see how you're feeling. Inhale, exhale a few times right now. And here's number 88. So coming to you, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, inhale, exhale a few times here. And just see how you're doing. And if you'd like to call in tonight and describe the oxygens, you can do that. That'd be nice to have people come in on them. And now we're going to do one that will help to make your skin feel better. So here's another oxygen. This one here happens to be this time around number 92. They change on every time we go up, but this is a number 92 oxygen. So if I do the same number, different shows, there'll be a different oxygen, even if it's the same number itself. So here we go. 92 is coming our way. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do a third oxygen right now. This one's number 52. This one looks like it's for maybe our complexion here, skin on our face. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little more here of this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
All right. So while we're talking about oxygen, there is the free oxygen clearing on the website that Ron put up a little while back. And so Kathy's asking if you could explain that free clearing.
Yeah, the oxygen that you're breathing on this planet has codes in it, implants, things that connect to our bodies to connect us to the alien mindset. And so that clearing can help to release that energy from you as you breathe. So you may want to just try it a few times and just see how you're feeling, because it will change and make you feel better. So anyway, that's what they put into the air is discordant energy, so that you may end up with respiratory problems here. Thank you, aliens. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then while we were up on the light ship, Eric was looks like seeing some silver balls, and he's wondering what those are.
Some type of healing modality. We're in many rooms up there, so what you are seeing is the way that the light beings that you chose on the light ship are doing healing work with you. Okay, back to you.
All right, so Rick had a question about entities and clones. So he's asking, do entities interact with clones?
Well, entities, as we call them here, are emotional bodies of people. So, of course, yeah, they do come into those clone bodies all the time. So they do come into you, and that's how entities also cause us harm. So not only do we have clones that live in our space, that live your life, also entities come into the clone. So, yes. Now, if you're asking another question, which would be, can entities come into a clone before it comes into you? As it's waiting to come in, I would imagine they can do that also, as they're kind of on that holding pattern before they come into you as you have a different mindset. So, yes, I would say that could be true, too. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I'm just going to give the phone numbers out real quick. So we're on station 2. So for toll-free for Canada and the U.S., that's 888-429-5471, and then maybe go down to line 4, and that's area code 530-413-4511. 530-413-4511. Let's have a look. So we have quite a few comments about the oxygen, actually. Quite interesting here. Terry is saying number 88 oxygen feels bigger in size than normal oxygen. So that's interesting. My nose got kind of, I just felt cool. It cooled my nose down. That's what I felt on the inside. And Joel is saying, yes, the oxygen clearing is very important and powerful. I know that one has the different colors on that you can choose on your website, Ron, the free one, and you can also mix colors if you'd like to. So presumably that's something we should do maybe fairly frequently, I would think, because obviously we're going to be, it's giving us those different oxygens in the moments that we do the clearing, but I suppose once it's done, we're back to just having our corrupted earth oxygen. So that's probably a good thing to do fairly frequently, would you say, Ron?
I would say probably yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so Tanya is noticing humidity in the oxygen, and she's wondering how that works. She says it feels very moist and soft on her skin. Do you have any comments about that?
That's probably what it's doing, is hydrating your skin, yes, uh-huh.
Oh, okay, great. All righty. So, yeah, if you want to call in and speak about what you felt for that, that would be great. Everett, thanks for typing in the phone numbers there. Mickey is asking, can we do a mind control clearing? I'm not sure which one that would be because there's a lot of different kinds of them. But, Ron, do you want to do a sample?
Well, I don't know.
That topic? I don't know.
That's a pretty broad title there on mind control. I would say I'll do entities here.
Okay.
So, you know, another one that you could do online could even be mind looping. That's part of mind control, too, having repetitive thoughts. So let's take out entities. And that's the clearing on the website also. It's a whole lifetime clearing. And with that, you should probably get the unlimited because everybody deals with entities continuously in their bodies. So that when you get those out, you feel much better. So they also give addictions and mindsets. So here we go, entities. So I'll count to 20 to release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, everybody, there we go.
All right, and then, Ron, on your website, another free clearing you have in that section next to the oxygen one is the satellite transmission one, which would come under the category of mind control. So maybe you can mention a little bit about that one.
Yeah, that's how they transmit energies to you. In a sense, there's locations out there in the beyond where they transmit energy. That's why we call it a satellite. And it connects to the little points on the top of your head, which will be the implants. We have a clearing for that, too, to take away that particular energy. And so they just transmit to you, telling you what to do. Just think of yourself as a remote-controlled person with the robotic programs, which is what everybody has, and then they can remote control your thoughts and then also body actions. So they can do both of these things. And that's the sad part about being here is that it's very hard to have a brand new thought because all the thoughts here have already been thought of. So whatever you're thinking is already out there. I remember the aliens only gave you so many thoughts and so many words to use. So if you do get new information, it's not necessarily new. It's just that you happen to catch on to a given mindset which had the information in it. So we're like in a closed system here, and whatever we are dealing with has already been thought of because it's a program by the aliens. So this is what I mentioned on the other show. To kind of stretch your minds, is your neighbor living where you saw him this morning? You know, the person next door to you. Are they really there? You might hear noise if you live in an apartment, but how about the neighbor next to them? Are the aliens going to waste a lot of energy, memory, like computer memory, to generate that location? So, typically not. So that doesn't exist until you bring your senses there. So this is the way it kind of works. You know, is the country, you know, overseas that you can think of some name of, is it really there? No, it's just a word to you. Now, if you go there or maybe see it physically on maybe a TV broadcast, then it will materialize for that one particular location area that you're looking at. So if you watch the news and they show you maybe a picture of something that happened, we'll say, in Chicago, pick in Chicago, what you're going to be seeing through the camera is what is materialized to you. Now, what you don't see is not even probably going to be in existence unless they move the camera to bring it into that field for you to see. So it doesn't exist. Now, to the cameraman who can probably see with his eyes and see further than what he's looking at, that will exist for him. But he's not going to see what's behind him. That will not exist until he turns around. Now, somebody who's watching the cameraman from behind will see that frame, that existence around the cameraman, but what's behind the person watching him will not exist either because the aliens are not going to bring forth that much energy to bring all those movies together. It takes a lot of memory to just think of what's happening here, you know? So this is why you might feel strange at times going into a new location that you've been there before, because the clone that's living with you won't know what that location is, and maybe a different alien race is materializing the footage that you're looking at, so you may not resonate to it. And anyway, getting slightly off on a little tangent here, but this is the way it works. This is all mind energy. And so remember, they're not going to give you a lot of memory, a lot of information, other than what they want you to have. And if you just think right now, is that space behind you that you cannot see there? Now, naturally, when you turn around, it's there, but is it really there right now? Probably not, because they're not going to put all this stuff in place to do that. So, and then they have to rematerialize everything around you as you look at it from the last particular frame that was there when you saw it last. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so just to recap on those clearings that Ron was mentioning, the satellite timeline crash, and then the one to do in conjunction with that is the alien head implant removal. Those are both on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, on the left, near the top, under the free healings, just below the recommended healings. So those are great ones to do. There's also the alien tracking barcode, which is a good one to do with that, too. So we have a question from Hart, and Hart is asking, do clones or entities work with specific chakras?
Boy, I don't know how to answer that one. I would say probably so, but there's much more than chakras that we're dealing with. So I would say yes, but there's just so much more going on than that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
How about some callers, everybody?
Yeah, let's have some callers.
Yeah. I'm getting bored.
Liven things up.
I'm sorry. I'm getting bored tonight. Come on, give me some inspiration out there. Call in somebody. Energize the program. Something that's going on here that's kind of awakening for everybody.
Yeah. 888-429-5471 or area code 530-413-4511 under the play button on station 2. Okay, so Hart has another question. This one's about space holders. And you were talking last night about the space holders in the planet right now because the Earth Spirit is having a little trip to go check its next creation that it'll be going to, I guess. So can space holders prevent different timelines? So I guess prevent them from being formed or attaching? I'm not sure.
No. A space holder only holds space.
Okay,
it can do nothing other than hold light.
Okay.
And so because of that, it cannot be attached by darkness. Because it's not created from mind energy. Remember, the light does not contain mind energy, so a space holder is a perfect thing to have. I bring them into people off and on, but they only stay for a short while because you're here to experience life here. But I'll take out the space holders from the Earth that's underneath you so you can feel what it's like not to have light underneath you. Here we go.
Okay.
One. Two, this will be in the room that you're in. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Just feel like you're falling into a hole, anybody? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
Oh, boy.
Okay, now I need callers. Okay, we'll just wait till a caller calls in.
Are you going to put that back? Because I feel nervous from this, what you just said.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll get a caller probably in a minute here. We'll just let this hang here.
Okay.
So we can actually feel what it's like to be connected to total darkness. This is what it's like here. There's no more light underneath you.
Ugh.
This is what the darkness is like. So this is why you want to do clearings to get yourself out of the darkness and why you need to choose ascension. So we're going to hold this until we get a caller. This will be a good thing to show people what it's like not to be in light. But this energy cannot necessarily harm you, but it's not providing any type of, we'll say, inspiration or sensations of light to your body. Remember, your body's connected to the earth, so what you have now is nothing. And this is, to me, what it'd be like to be in total darkness. So, waiting for a caller.
Oh. I just had a phone call here. They called the wrong number.
We got a lot of people online listening, at least on the bat.
I know.
Okay, come on, everybody. Okay. We're waiting.
Shall I ask a question while we wait?
Ask a question,
hello.
Sure.
Oh, I heard a voice.
Okay, got a voice out there?
Yeah,
hi.
Hi,
Ed. How do you feel?
Good.
You do?
I was wondering about the clones. What is the benefit to the aliens that are manipulating us so that they're actually ordering the clones in and out so rapidly? Why wouldn't they just, like, pick one or two and leave them in us?
Because different races are attached to each clone.
Say that again, please?
There's different alien races attached to each specific clone that comes into you. So they're time-sharing you on a timeline.
Oh.
Well, they're getting... this way, you know, maybe the one, you know, it's like selling your property. And so they all have a little piece of you.
Okay, so everybody gets a piece of the pie.
Yeah, otherwise there'd probably be a lot of alien wars over one body. This way they found a way to share a timeline and be in you and to do what they wish to do with you.
Do you have any idea how many spirited beings are actually on the planet?
Nope, I don't.
Because you talk about if you turn around, you know, whatever's behind you, it's not there. I just wonder, since there's so much of that being mocked up, you know, who really is here and who really is not here? I'm trying to get a sense of that.
Yeah, I don't think there's very many people here on the planet who's actually real.
Oh. Was there more before and they've just been taken away piece by piece?
I think everybody has been cloned out for a long, long time, for thousands of years.
Okay, and that's why the lightship said this planet has already been lost to the dark.
That's correct, uh-huh.
Okay. If they thought the... you sounded like you wanted questions tonight, so I'm just letting you have them all. You sounded like that they said that we were lost to the dark. You've said that we've been cloned out for thousands of years. There's not many people on the planet anymore. Well, the question really is, then, how was the ascension done before this one coming and the one 2,000 years ago? How were those ascensions done?
Well, the people were not as mind-controlled, so they were able to have probably less clones that being released. I'm getting comments here that they're getting very dizzy, the people. So here we go. And maybe not feeling too well. So I'll put the space holders back. And now you know what it'll be like to be in darkness, okay? So here we go. This is why you want to get out of here, not being taken sideways on the 2012 Ascension or anything else. Why you want that barcode off of your spirit for sure, and maybe one off your body too. So here we go, bringing back the space holders of light. And this is how your body is going to be connected to the darkness. It's already this way when you go into the parallel lifetimes, okay? When you do timelines, this is how you're feeling. Just that here you have light to bounce back to. So here we go, bringing in the space holder. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And if you notice how slow time was during this process, one, because they want you to be traumatized more, two, three, so normally it's about half past, okay? So we've been on the light shift for about 15 minutes. We started doing this here. To me, it feels like about 2 hours. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. They're about half activated now, about 40%. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, we're at 60%. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One, two, three, now we're getting up to 80. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. One more time to be 100%. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, everybody, there we go. So, Ed, I don't know. It just, this is the way it is here.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, this is where we're all living right now in the land of darkness, trying to get back into heart energy.
Well, I'm trying to understand that in the past, there was less mind control. And yet,
and less people.
And less people, okay.
The dark side likes sex, okay?
Say that again.
So they got all these people breeding. Just think of all those people that I used to see, you know, and when I went to grade school, elementary school, and they would show people in different countries. And then I remember seeing something, I'm probably about maybe 8 or 9 or something like this here, not knowing about Mexico too much, and they would show, like, the Catholic Church and all these people that were very poor in Mexico having families of, like, 10 kids or something, you know? And, you know, they're not eating too well, but they're all going to church. And I go, wow, that's kind of strange, you know? So anyway, that's what the dark side wants to do is bring forth more bodies, because the more bodies you have, the more they can control them to put in clones and to run the energy. So, and then you know, you start watching things, then you wonder why people want to have a large family. What is involved with that, you know? And the bottom line is that you don't know who's coming inside of you, you know, when you're, you know, having fun with your mate, right, in the late evening or getting drunk or something, you know, having a sexual encounter or whatever, who's in you? And what they're trying to make the woman have a child, okay? You know, is it one of your ancestors coming into your body because they want to re-experience life here in the offspring, or is it different energies coming in that just want to have children, not caring about you, but just wanting to have children so they can inhabit more of them?
Okay.
So that's kind of where we are, you know, just the population boom, you know.
Okay.
And the more people can be on the planet, the more the aliens can suck the energy out of people.
Okay,
that's
so
kind
there
of
was
the bottom
a point.
Line.
So there's a point where the mind control got worse, and somewhere along the way, that's the point where CLS said, we've lost them, most of the people.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that was within, like, the past 2,000 years, or was it previous to that even?
No, they were. It was different 2,000 years ago.
Okay.
I would have to go back. What I'm looking at is the darkness came in pretty strong, what I'm picking up right now by looking probably about 1850. And then from there they figured that ascension here would be next to impossible because of the population explosion.
Okay, the Industrial Revolution,
so
too.
So from there to now is what we're looking at, this, you know, short 150 years of time, we'll say, to have the population increase dramatically. And you have to realize that each one of these people here have a little spark in them, and the aliens can use that little spark through the clones all the time. And that's the problem. If it kept going on, and we got another, you know, maybe we doubled the population, which, you know, could happen. I don't know where people would live, but, you know, they would have another field day. But they're planning to take people off planet. So they really don't care how many people come on here, because they're going to abduct all of them anyway, we'll say, or most of them, to a dark side universe. So the more that they can create here, this is like the breeding grounds. And the more they can breed people together and have children, the more that they can have people in the dark side universe. It's just like we experience today by taking away light. So somebody asked me on one of the shows, they said, well, Ron, what about children, or should I have a child or something? And my comment was no. I would not want to bring anybody onto the planet here by having a child to experience what you're experiencing now. That I never wanted to have children. And I don't have anything in my bloodline, so.
Well, what made the difference? What made the difference for you personally, where you stood up against the opinion of the majority, let's say, and said, "No, I want to go there and do what I can." Why did you personally make that choice?
That's an interesting one. I don't know. All I know is that I probably wanted to come back to finish the mission of Jesus 2,000 years ago, because it was that bad. And that's
you mean it ended
reason.
So badly?
It's sort of like a judgment situation by mentioning that, because the light doesn't judge. But I myself, you know, feel that I had to come back, you know, because of unfinished business here.
Okay, there's one more thing I wanted to ask you about, which is that when we're in the now, in spirit, in our hearts, in peace, you've mentioned it yourself, and I've thought about it as well, is that not much happens. Like you said, you go to a lecture and nobody asks a question. Not much happens if everybody's in peace.
Yes.
So could it be, I mean, what I'm asking you is, when a spirit gets back to the universe of true light after being trapped in a time universe like this one, when that spirit gets back there, what's to keep that spirit from becoming bored?
Okay, you're always experiencing stuff in the moment, just like you are right now, Ed. You're asking questions, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you're in the moment asking questions. But once you get the answer, then from there, you go on to the next question, and normally the answer is satisfied. So it's just experiencing, if you were to use the word bliss, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but it's you're having a great time experiencing an experience. And once, you know, you're experiencing something moment by moment without judging it.
Okay, so a spirit
actually... Here we're talking the duality of the emotion. So your body is feeling those emotions. And what's trapped inside of you in your genetics is also feeling that, because that's what gets brought up inside of you. So if you mentioned to somebody, how does a flower look, somebody out there, you know, will think of a particular flower that they like, okay? And normally it may look very beautiful. But then you may have somebody who just saw a flower today, and maybe they're walking by and somebody stepped on a flower, so they're now imprinted with seeing this flower kind of squashed on the sidewalk. And so that reality instantly would come to somebody as a negative experience, even though they could have, you know, 10,000 positive ones with flowers. Or maybe the same thing, you think of flowers, and maybe you're smelling a flower and a bee bit you in the nose. So it all depends what happens, you see, to that experience. So in duality, you have all these experiences, but in light, everything is perfect. It's just a wonderful experience. There's no drama and trauma that your body has to go through to release stuff. That's the trick here, is that they gave you a body that's corrupted. And the corrupted body, through each generation, gets worse because it keeps storing the programs of the past. And the light doesn't do that. So
okay, well, that's,
true light,
that's part of my...
is wonderful. That's why when you drop into your heart and you feel the peace energy, that's just what it's like. You can still experience, you can still see things, but you're not going to have that compelling pull to want to do something all the time because you need to do it. You can just rest and do nothing and be in peace and look at things. Look at the beauty in everything.
Well, what my question is built on is the other night I asked you, when we leave the physical and go back to the spiritual universe, there is no memory at all of what
yes,
we did when
correct.
We were trapped in the duality. So I'm thinking to myself, well, do spirits have memories? I mean, what's the sense of doing anything besides just sitting in bliss if you can't remember anything? But it sounds like they do have memories, but not of the time world.
It's what you, yeah, it's not necessarily a memory. You're able to view another situation. You know, if you wish to experience something, you can actually see the manifestation, but it won't have a charge on it. So if you wanted to become a flower or experience, you know, the flower energy, you could do that and not be attached to it. It's just kind of what you choose to do. It's really hard to put into words what it's like, because here we have to have duality to make it better or worse, you know, in an experience. So it's very hard to describe what it's like. All I can tell you is that it's peace all the time, like when you do the mind to heart drop.
Because I'm wondering, would a spirit get bored and want to go back to duality?
No, that's darkness. The spirit does not want to be controlled in its creative process of light.
Okay, because I was wondering about spirits that come here and maybe get addicted, in a sense, get used to, maybe is
no,
a better word.
The spirit won't get addicted. It always wants to leave here.
Okay.
But we have a, there's a song out, if you guys wish to get the words to it. I think I may have mentioned this. If not, I'll do it for the first time, but I think I did. This is done by a group called Golden Earring a long time ago. Rock and roll band from, I think, Australia, I believe, okay? And the words in it, the lyrics, are very interesting. The song, which I didn't give you the name of yet, is When the Bullet Hits the Bone, okay? So you may want to just Google that and read the words. Now, as you're reading the words, I want you to think of what it would be like to look from the beyond, looking at the darkness, and how people felt with these lyrics of missing the ascension and being off in the beyond, okay? Because it's very interesting, the lyrics of this song. So it's done by Golden Earring. You can probably hear it on YouTube. And, you know, this is probably a song, I think, in maybe the 70s, but it's called When the Bullet Hits the Bone. And it's quite interesting to, I'd first read the lyrics and then listen to the song so you know what they're saying, because sometimes it's a little hard to hear the actual vocal sometimes to pick out the exact words that's being stated. Or maybe pull up two screens, have one with the lyrics and one with the words of the band, you know, playing it. But it's very good. So it's When the Bullet Hits the Bone. So, back to you, Carrie. Thank you, Ed.
Okay, yeah, I was looking for that, Ron. I know you sent that to me a while ago. I can't find it to read it out right now, but I'll look another night. Okay, just hopping back to the oxygen, we had a question from Freedom asking how long the oxygen lasts when you bring it in.
It will probably last throughout the show.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one good way of, whatever I do normally on these programs, it'll last for that particular hour of time until the show ends, you know, throughout the hour, we'll put it that way.
Okay, great. And then Susie's asking, when is Ascension? Is it going to be soon?
Don't know. Light doesn't give information out because it's always in the now.
Right.
Oh, there we got some stuff on like YouTube here. I wonder if it'll work. I'll click on this one here from Shannon here. No, from Everett. I'll just see if it comes up here.
Okay.
See if it's there. Nope, I can't get into that one. YouTube. We'll see what happens here. Twilight. Okay, I'll just play it here. If it comes up here.
Oh, you know.
Got into a different section. Maybe it'll come on here. Let me go back one here. So it's quite an interesting song. If you get the lyrics up, everybody, you might even be doing it yourself here. Let's see here. My computer is kind of slow. Maybe I'll just have to go onto YouTube here and bring it up here. Now, there was a media player. Okay, let's see what we got here. Going slightly sideways. We'll see what happens here. Make sure my volume's turned down in case something comes up. Nope. Okay, I'm going to just type it in here. When a bullet hits the bone. Okay. And I'll play it for everybody here. If I can find... Well, it's different than what I saw earlier today. It's been coming up. Natural wind. Let's try this one here. Oh. This is the right one here. There we go. Been cloned. My bacon's been moved underneath the moon and stars, I believe. That's part of it. So, very interesting. You know, so, anyway, you guys could all listen to the lyrics and just see how it relates. This is like the way you would probably want to describe the dark side ascension. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, and I just Googled the lyrics, so they're easy to find. For those of you who would like to take a peek. So, okay. Okay, there was another question about ascension that I think the gist of it was, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who was asking this, but if the creation lightship were able to get rid of all the darkness here, is there any way that anybody could miss ascension?
No, you cannot miss ascension. Remember, the darkness brings all the energy to you. You still need to get your body cleaned out, but with the light here, it might be a lot easier to do that. I can't guarantee that if this is all light that you'd be able to do the ascension. I would think that you could, but you know, it's never happened before this way. So, because normally in light nobody has darkness, so it'd be a new way to look at things. But at this point, I can't answer that question. It's an unknown. Because then you're going into speculation. And what you want to do now is just to strictly clean out your body so that it has a much better chance. The more you get cleaned out, the more you can have your spirit with you. And by having more spirit energy, then you're able to help yourself out to feel better, to have a better life here, and to have more light with you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just going to read out the chorus from that song, Ron, because...
Yeah, that'd be very good.
It has... the verses are very short, but the chorus says, "Help, I'm stepping into the twilight zone. Place is a madhouse. Feels like being cloned. My beacon's been moved under moon and star. Where am I to go now that I've gone too far? Help, I'm stepping into the twilight zone. Place is a madhouse. Feels like being cloned. My beacon's been moved under moon and star. Where am I to go now that I've gone too far? So you'll come to know when the bullet hits the bone. So you'll come to know when the bullet hits the bone." So that's interesting. Clone stuff in there, too. Very interesting.
Yep.
Okay, and I think we have another beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yep. It's Everett.
Hi
Everett.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Hope everybody else is fine. I have a quick question for Ron about CLS.
Okay.
Could they not drop light infusion chambers into each city just before ascension happens to help get everybody else's spirit cleaned up?
Well, at this point I would say no, because I would need to have a lot of energy, which could happen, but... Remember, the people have to come to the light.
Yep,
so
I agree.
Just by having a light infusion chamber in a certain location, people may not even want to go to it. Remember, the light does not, or the light allows you to choose darkness, which means that the light allows you to do whatever you choose to do. So just by having something with light doesn't mean that people are going to be attracted to it. That's why I put on that...
Okay.
2,000 years of darkness, on the website, so you could help your friends who don't understand anything about light, and maybe even your own self, you know, because you might be afraid of light also, because the light is very strong. For the people out there that are who signed up for the enlistment for the underground United States of America military, the one fighting the aliens, they may have seen a lot of stuff by now. We have maybe, let's say, a dozen people or so who wanted to join up to actually fight the aliens. And they probably have seen a lot about how the light actually works and how quick and fast it is. So, it all depends if they were on one of the light ships, defense fleet ships, which probably most people were not, but they are on ones that have that higher technology and or higher alien technology that the lightship has recreated to help them fight the aliens. But once you realize how powerful the light is, you know, which is could be why some people could be afraid of it. If I was an alien and I saw the light information, knowing what I know now, I would probably be very afraid of it because it could be very dangerous to somebody who lives in darkness because they have to surrender, just like everybody listening has to surrender to their heart, to their spirit, to do the ascension. Otherwise, you're in mind energy. So if they have no way of knowing how to do this, then the light would definitely be a threat for their reality. So that's why, you know, they're still trying to control things probably, because they don't know what light is. But the light always gives them a chance, first of all, to come into the light. And then if they wish to use domination and control, which is the main alien agenda, then they get terminated. But they do have a chance to come into the light. Just like Jesus, you know, on the cross there when he asked one of those gentlemen that were, you know, nailed up with him, you know, and he gave that person another chance to, you know, to have forgiveness and to come into the light. Back to you again.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. I seem to kind of overstep you, and I don't mean to. It seems to be a little bit of a lag. Anyways, last question. With that one image where it has the crown and the staff with the wings and the five little rings over the earth?
Yeah, that's the lightship insignia.
Right. The wings part, I don't know why, but I seem to be getting an image. It's not wings. It's the light spreading out that shapes it looks like wings.
Yeah.
Is that right? Or
you're correct. Uh-huh.
Oh, all right then. So I'm getting the right image. Thanks.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Okay. So it's how the light goes out through everything. That's what it was meant to kind of show there. Okay. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, I have 58 off this, so we're probably pretty much at the close of the show. So tomorrow, Ron has the last of his 3 8-hour intensive, Sunday intensive, which you can still come on to if you haven't been on the previous two. You'll be on the lightship till the end of the month, and you can do it absentee if you need to. If you're not able to be on the phone all day long, it's from 10 a.m. Pacific until 6 p.m., so 1 until 9 Eastern, and then the next BBS show is Monday, and also on Monday after BBS on Station 1, Ron will have his Monday afternoon conference call, and that will be another hour of decloning for those of you who are doing that or those of you who have not and would like to see what that's like. So you can get on both of those by going on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and signing up through there. excuse me. And I guess that's it, Ron. Anything else you want to add before the top of the hour here? Oh, yeah, $20 for the Monday call, 1 hour of decluing.
I think you probably said it all, so hopefully you guys will understand what it's like after having those space holders out for a while, what it's like to not be attached to light itself. Because remember, the Earth Spirit has given you that opportunity to have light with you, but on the cloned universes, what you felt today is how you're going to be feeling. And it's not a very good feeling. So anyway, I like to do this for people because nobody really knows what it's like, what you normally hear from maybe other people or reading books is they may tell you how wonderful everything is and, you know, this, that, and the other, but they can't give you the experience. So I like to have people at least have the experience so they know what they're getting into. Because if you don't know, remember, you don't know what you don't know. So I'm trying to help you know more of what you don't know. And then you have that reality to compare it to something else. So that's the whole thing is to, and again, that's judgment, but you still have to be able to discern light from darkness. And that was, to me, a really good way to show you. So, we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings, and hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow to get rid of those alien critters that crawl around, live inside of you, take your life force energy, poison your body, and have families. Maybe you could be one thing being a baby factory for aliens, we'll say, a breeding ground, along with, you know, being an alien graveyard with the carcasses. So everything happens within you. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Good night. Good night. Thanks, Ron. Bye-bye.
Yep.